When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to the festive edition of Can We Help You, the podcast that's like unwrapping a present full of answers. I'm Franco, your Santa of the airwaves, joined by Sash, our elf of enlightenment, and Jax, the reindeer guiding our conversation sleigh.
Sure.
Gather around the fireplace as we unwrap today's topics with the warmth of Christmas cheer.
Aww, lovely.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Christmas, everybody.
The music is way better than the AI intro.
It's Christmas.
Now it feels like Christmas. I liked it. It was nice.
I think this is the latest we've ever gone. We're like 2 days out from Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah. We took all of December off, didn't we, last year or the year before?
Yeah, last couple of years we just were like, nah, we're out. December, no thanks.
Yep. No, I think because we took a month off. Even though we had episodes, we took a month off while I was overseas and you were overseas, Jax. So I think we were just like, oh, we're fine. Yeah. We'll keep going. But yes, it is the final episode of the year and we won't, there's nothing coming out over the next few weeks. We're out of here.
Yeah. A few weeks we're back. We'll be back in the new year. Yeah. Probably about January 20. So mark your calendars. I know everyone out there is going to be like, oh, better put it in my calendar that Can We Help You's coming out on the 20th.
Mark your calendar for probably around the 20th, as Jack says.
Yeah, I know. Why'd you say probably? Like we just decided we're going to come back on the 20th.
Well, just in case, you know, the new year, we're like, yeah, we'll give it another week.
If we can't be fucked, then mark your calendar for around the 20th.
Nah, we'll be back.
We'll be back. We're a couple of days out from Christmas and I have just come down with an illness.
Yeah, you don't sound good.
You sound... Well, actually, I was going to say you sound great. You've got that deep kind of voice going on, that radio voice.
Oh, the deep husky voice. Too nasally. Yeah, it's my nose, guys. I don't know. And now I don't know what to do.
Is the US the same as Australia where lots of people are getting COVID?
It's the middle of winter. So it's the, I think they're calling it the triple demic. It's like COVID, the flu and RSV. So everyone's getting all of those things at the same time. I don't want to bring the mood down. You know, I know this is our Christmas extravaganza bonanza, but, you know, just to flag up front, I'm a little sick. So don't judge me for my nasally voice.
Mm. It is worth acknowledging though. You know, for some people, they do get sick at this time of year and it sucks. And if you're listening to this on Christmas Day alone because you had to skip family lunch because you got COVID or something, sorry about it. We hope you...
We feel for you.
Yeah, we hope you enjoy your day listening to us. You know, last night I did have a scratchy throat and I pumped some Armour Force. And this morning I had ginger tea and I don't feel worse.
I've got to get on this Armour Force. I've heard of these like miracle drugs that you take to avoid getting sick. I've never done that. Yeah. I just, if I know I'm about to get sick, I'll just get sick.
I used to be the same, Franco, but then what was it? There was an event or something and I was like, I cannot get sick. I cannot get sick. And I remember once it was producer Alex at Jason PJ who actually said, oh, get on the Armour Force. And I went, oh, okay. Oh,
he was big on Armour Force.
Yeah.
He loved that shit.
He really did. So ever since then, usually if I don't have anything big going on, then I'm like, oh, whatever. If I get sick, I get sick. But like, with this coming on, I was like, oh my God, I'm going to have to like sit at home alone on Christmas and like not be able to go on my holiday and stuff. So yeah, I jumped on the Armour Force. Same as right before I went to Europe, I thought I was getting sick. So far I'm all right.
I tell you what, I don't miss getting sick all the time. Like, you know, we went through COVID when we just didn't get that sick very often because everyone was like masking or staying home.
Yeah.
I do not miss this.
No, it doesn't happen when you stay at home.
Yeah, it doesn't happen when you know, people are like, oh shit, I better wash my hands properly and like disinfect things and use hand sanitizer and wear a mask when I'm not well and stay home if I'm sick.
That didn't stick around at all, did it? I think it's been probably months since I've seen someone wearing a mask.
No, I've seen them plenty in Sydney. Anyway, why are we talking about shitty sickness?
Yeah, stop talking about this, guys. It's the season of silliness. It's Christmas and we hope that you're enjoying your Christmas lunch either on your own or with your family, or maybe you're driving to see family. Maybe you are flying to see family. Maybe you were just, I don't know, catching up with friends. Whatever you're doing, hope you're having a lovely day, a lovely Christmas, and hope that we can entertain you for a little bit. As you know, we take all of your Christmas questions every year and we pump through all of them. Normally we do one question, maybe two if you're lucky. Today we're doing every Christmas question there is. Well, I mean, that came through to us, not that there is in the world, but like every Christmas question that you guys sent through.
Yeah.
We're going to sit here and answer all of them. And of course, we've got our very special Secret Santa that we've all each gone out and purchased. And three lucky Ronnies are going to get the Secret Santa, depending if you've sent in a good question. You might be the lucky one who gets one of our Secret Santas.
Are we going to do the questions first or are we going to do the gifts first?
No, we're going to reveal the gifts, right? Now, how this is going to work is that each of us are going to reveal our gift, but then we're going to hold on to it throughout the episode. And if someone asks a question and they're like, damn, that was a good question, I could be like, all right, that question was great. Ronnie, you're getting my Secret Santa gift. Now, if you're the Ronnie who asked the question, you do need to reach out to us and then that way we can send you your gift, okay? So I think the best way will probably be via email, maybe.
You can hit us up as you normally do at Can We Help You Podcast on your socials or canwehelpyoupodcast.com, or of course you can go direct to the email canwehelpyoupodcast@gmail.com. You know, all the usual spots, just get in touch and say, hey, that was me.
Okay.
If you send us a message on Instagram with your question, send us a message in the same from the same account, then we know it's you. Same email address, just make it easy for us, please.
Okay. All right.
All right. So, without further ado, it's time to unwrap our gifts.
It's gift time.
Woohoo! Who wants to go first?
I don't want to go first.
I'll go first.
I think it's important to note that we never actually like established like a budget or anything like that. So I've got absolutely no idea what you guys have got.
Okay. Jax is going first.
What have you got, Jax?
All right. In the spirit of the season, you know, I thought, especially, you know, a lot of our listeners are from Australia. I know we've got some listeners from all over the world, but a lot from Australia. You guys are from Australia. So I thought, what can I get as a Secret Santa that's going to be a little bit kind of representative of the country that I live in?
Mm.
And I thought, what's more American than these two things? So I've got a little bottle of truffle hot sauce.
Truffle hot sauce. I can't see it. Can you hold it in the middle? Oh, truff.
Oh, that looks truffle very hot sauce. Fancy.
So
why is that direct American, from, though?
It's made here in California.
Oh.
A little hot sauce. And then I thought, the other thing you need to know when you're in America is you need to brush up on your gun safety. So I've got a little book here, How to Talk to Your Cat About Gun Safety.
How to Talk to Your Cat About Gun Safety from the American Association of Patriots. What?
Is this it a piss take or is it real? I can't tell. Like, as in the book. It's not real, is it?
Well, I don't know. I haven't looked into it. Do I need to talk to my cat about gun safety? Yes, the Constitution of the United States of America guarantees us the right to own and operate firearms, and that is a right we must exercise in order to keep our country healthy.
All right.
If my cat finds a gun, what's the big deal? These are the FAQs, so, you know, you need to...
Sounds like it's a serious book, but for a very, very niche audience.
Apparently the legality of cats owning guns is a bit of a grey area.
So. Of course it is.
Of course it is in America. Beautiful gifts, Jackson. I don't get the correlation between hot sauce and cats and guns, but that's okay.
Jax is flicking through the book and there's pictures and, like, it's a full book. Yeah. Okay. Would you like to go next, Sash, or do you want me to go?
Sure. Look,
you go.
It's hard to buy a gift for a stranger, let alone a stranger you don't know if they're male, female, or other, or if they like... I don't know, anything. They might be allergic to shit, but there's something that we all need every day.
Mm. You didn't buy toilet paper.
No.
Okay.
I bought a pair of doggy Christmas socks.
I love it.
They are red and green. One size fits most. So if you've got giant feet, I'm very sorry. They probably won't fit you. But
or very tiny feet.
And I can tell you they've got Dalmatians, pugs, sausage dogs, what looks like a Cocker Spaniel, and they're just festive, fun Chrissy socks, and they are for anybody. Everyone needs socks, and of course,
everyone does.
A nod to, you know, my obsession with dogs, so you'll know it's from me.
Lovely. I love that.
Nice. Yep.
Dog socks.
Dog socks. Not socks very for your good. Dog, but socks with dogs on them.
Love that. I obviously... The same issues. I wasn't sure kind of what to get for absolutely anyone who could be out there, and I wanted to get something really personal, you know. And it's hard to get something personal when you have absolutely no idea who you're buying for. But but I got a diary with my winner's name on it. It's a kind of like a notebook that they can fill in, and it's got
with their name on it.
It's got an R on the front there, and it says Ronnie, and it's
that is
it's a disgusting kind of flowery design, and
so beautiful. It's
that.
Like stuff your grandma would buy you.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Here you go, darling. My grandma, you know, like those cards. You know when you can get a card that has everything already written on it? It's like, granddaughter, your shining light is a joy to my life.
It looks
and I can't
exactly
live
like
without
that.
You. It looks like that.
That design
it's beautiful,
is it's
though.
Literally, it's got to be from the 80s. It looks horrible, but, you know, I love
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah.
That's lovely. I love it.
And, oh, my God, that is such a special gift.
And I wanted to get something as well that I knew that... It would be the sort of thing that I would like. It's a little bit of, like, you know, from me to you, I've enjoyed this, so why don't you have a go? I got a box full of fidget toys. It's full of them. There's like 20 in there. There's like Rubik's cubes. And
love that.
Here we go. I'm going to open it up. There's like these little button clicky things.
Wow.
Oh, my God, I need this.
Yeah, I want that.
All sorts of, like, rubbery things to play with.
Oh, rubbery stuff to, like, pull.
Oh, that looks inappropriate.
Yeah. There's...
Wow.
Here we go. Here's a ball that looks like the globe. There you go. A bunch of fidget toys for you.
You can squeezy balls. Very nice.
My single pair of socks looks lame now. You guys have done a twofer present. Mine's just a box of socks. I have a single pair of socks.
Nothing wrong with socks.
Well, there you go,
Everyone
Ronnie's.
Everyone needs socks.
Three lucky Ronnies will be gifted
one of these gifts.
All right. We have a lot of questions to get through. So I think without further ado, we should bloody well do it.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
We should bloody well get to the questions.
Okay. Here we go. Question number one. And these are just in random order, everyone, by the way. We haven't really curated them or anything. So there'll be short ones. There'll be long ones. There'll be serious ones. There'll be funny ones. There'll be random ones. So strap in. All right. Question number one. Ronnie writes, what should I buy my dad for Christmas? Oh, my God, Ronnie. I can't even answer that question for myself, let alone someone else. He likes boats, fishing, his greyhound, and TikToks reviewing the best dim sims in Australia. I just don't know what to buy him. Please,
my God, help. I love dim sims.
Also, this Ronnie's dad sounds like my dad. My dad also loves his greyhound, fishing.
Does he love dim sims?
Boats. Oh, I don't TikTok reviews of dim sims. Them. I want to get my dad onto TikTok because he'll sit on YouTube and watch greyhound videos because he loves his greyhounds. So he'll be like, oh, look at this one. And I'm like, Dad, you can get so many more and you don't have to think about it on TikTok. You don't have to search. They'll just keep coming up and you can just sit there for hours and be entertained.
Greyhound talk.
Okay.
I reckon this is a Melbourne dad. That's the dim sim thing, I think. A Melbourne dad.
Yeah. Got to be.
Well,
South Melbourne dim sims, man. Jeez, they're good.
Yeah. Yeah, dim sims are a thing in Sydney, but they're just not. They're much bigger in Melbourne, like the fish shop dim sim. But you can Chinese dim sim is also like yum cha.
Yeah, but it's not like, but it's not like fish and chip shop dim sim.
I reckon if your dad, now we don't know if Ronnie's dad cooks. However, surely you could get, there's got to be some sort of how to make dim sim book. Like surely.
What about a dim sim class?
Oh.
Can you do a dim sim class?
Oh, that's a good idea. But maybe Ronnie's dad is the type that likes to watch other people. Like for, well, no, I don't mind cooking. Do you know what I mean? I'm just thinking we need a couple of options for Ronnie's dad here. What I did, and it's probably too late now, Ronnie, so sorry. Because my dad loves his greyhound, I have a friend who is an amazing artist, and I actually commissioned her to paint a picture of my parents' greyhound. And
it's beautiful.
Beautiful. It's such a beautiful piece of art. And I got a frame and I'm framing it and I'm giving it to them as a joint gift. So
I love that.
But like I said, maybe a bit too late. But if there's an amazing picture or like series of pictures, you could get them framed as well. That's fairly easy and sentimental.
What about a piece of art of him on a boat fishing with a greyhound?
That's nice as well. That is also nice.
That's very
good.
Could
AI
all the body boxes?
No, AI couldn't do that. They would make it weird.
AI and a bit of know-how. If I were doing it, I could do it.
You know, Photoshop his face onto the AI. You know, you'll be sweet. The other thing I reckon you could do is a man who likes his dim sims, head on over to the South Melbourne Market and like just buy like 100 frozen South Melbourne Market dim sims, and I mean then you're good
that
to go.
Sounds that, like
I
a pretty
would,
good
I'd
gift.
Be happy with that. If someone got me that. Oh, man, that would make my life.
I feel like those are the gifts that, like, I think to buy people. Like, Shane, I usually will buy Shane all his favourite snacks for Christmas. So, like, I'll get him his favourite shapes. He loves Skittles, so I'll get a bunch of Skittles. And I just put it in a bag. I go, here you go, babe. And, like, I would love, or I've bought him a Boost Juice voucher before, like a $100 Boost Juice voucher.
No.
Like, something that someone loves and, like, would genuinely appreciate. Like, I feel like... No one thinks that way for me. For me, it would be a Guzman voucher. Like someone buy me a $100 Guzzy voucher and I'd just jump for joy. I'd be so stoked with it. That's where Jax's idea is a great idea. Because who if you're a fucking massive dim sim fan and someone went, here, mate, here's six bags of frozen dim sim, you'd be stoked.
Boy.
I think that's a few good options there.
All right, thanks, Ronnie, for your question. We've got to move on because we've got so many to get to.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, question here from Ronnie. Ronnie writes, what can I tell people I want for Christmas as an adult? KK and Secret Santas are coming up and every year I have to think of what I want as a gift from family. But I'm an adult, so I basically buy the things I want and need anyway. Anything I have to save up for that's too expensive is too expensive to suggest for others to buy. Quite often family will say it's inconsiderate to get vouchers, so they push for actual things. So what do I ask for that I'll actually be thankful for? Can you help me? Please, love from Ronnie.
Thanks, Ronnie, for your question. Another gift question. I think we've just answered your question, Ronnie. Ask for something that is going to bring you joy something that you love but that's not necessarily expensive. Are you a massive Shapes fan? Say, buy me 100 packets of Shapes, please. then you've got a stash for the rest of the year or at least 6 months or whatever. Or, you know, yeah, dim sims. I love dim sims. Buy me a shit ton of dim sims. Something that you access often but that you don't buy in bulk because it's just not something that you would think to do.
The other thing you could do is, like, instead of a voucher, you could request something from the store that you like, get the gift voucher, and then take it back, and then you've got the cash equivalent, basically a voucher, but you've gotten something. You've circumvented the no voucher thing. You basically got the cash to spend at the store, and you've satisfied the, oh, I've got to get you a thing. Okay.
Yeah. So if your parents or whoever it is that's buying for you are very, very set in their ways of getting you a physical thing, then I guess that's a loophole. Mine, I guess this is kind of a voucher. I'm in the same position as Ronnie. I've said I don't need things because I have no room to put any things. So my go-to is restaurant vouchers. I'm expecting a lot of restaurant vouchers for Christmas. Or slightly expensive and hard to find books. That's always a nice little challenge for someone buying for you.
Slightly expensive and hard to find books?
Yeah. I mean, I'm the same as Ronnie. If there's something I really want to read and it's on the shelf, I'll go and buy it. But, you know, if there's something I've been having my eye on for a while, then you know, you can just suggest a good book.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I think those are a couple of good ideas. Or something that, like, you just wouldn't buy for yourself. Like, I wouldn't buy myself a coffee table book. You know what I don't buy myself is cookbooks. I would never buy myself a cookbook, but I love
cookbooks.
Yeah, I love them. And maybe I would buy it if I was like, oh, my God, I have to have this cookbook for whatever reason. But, like, day-to-day, generally speaking, I would never just go and buy a cookbook.
And there's so many cookbooks, you know?
So many. Oh, my God, never ending. Like, there are so many cool cookbooks out there, and they're not that expensive.
Yeah, and you know what? It's cool. Things like cookbooks or even like little, like, you know, you get like nice little sort of measuring cups, things like that.
Yeah.
If it's something that like your friend or your family member is like, hey, you know, I thought of you when I saw this book or I saw this, you know, you could make this with it. I think that's really nice. Mm. And it doesn't have to be expensive, but you know, hey, I know you like Mexican, so I saw this book and I was like, man, I've got to get this for you. I think that's cool.
Totally. I asked for, and I've already gotten them because it was with one side of the family that our Christmas was last week. And I really needed some hard placemats and a mortar and pestle. And I got both. And you know what? I've been meaning to buy them, perfect. But I've just never really gotten around to it. And then I was like, I'm going to ask for it for Christmas. Boom. My house is transformed.
I have never heard of an adult buying themselves a mortar and pestle. That is just a gift.
Yeah. My parents had an amazing one that was like huge and heavy as fuck. And it was a gift. And they've still got it, and I love it.
It's always a gift. If you're not sure what to get someone, get them a mortar and pestle. I'm sure that'll come up later in the
mortar
questions.
And pestle.
Oh, another one is like a fancy coffee pot. Like if you're a coffee drinker, Ronnie, ask for a fancy plunger or a fancy, like the little Italian espresso makers that you pop on the stove, or like fancy mugs. I got really nice La Crusade mugs one year because I asked for La Crusade mugs and I got them.
Oh,
like,
yeah. Anything La Crusade. Boom.
Fancy mugs are good.
I love my Le Creuset mugs so fucking much. But yeah, stuff that's like not super expensive, but that you still probably wouldn't go out and buy for yourself. Like, mugs, mortar and pestle, placemats.
Even like if you're a coffee person, like you could get like those little scales for dialing in your espresso and things like that. There's plenty of options.
You're getting an espresso scale. That's a great gift. They're about like 70 bucks and they're amazing for people who love their espresso.
There you go. A few ideas there, Ronnie.
Plenty of options.
Yeah. We hope you get what you want.
All right. Next question. This one is from Ronnie. I'm in need of Christmas lunch ideas for 3 to 4 people that doesn't involve an oven because mine is fucked.
Fair, Ronnie. Well,
thank you for your question, Ronnie.
If you're in Australia, bloody seafood. Get some prawns.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Get a bunch of king prawns.
Can I put, you can now get like brioche buns. Like this isn't brand new or anything, but you can get brioche buns at just your regular Coles or Woolies. Can I suggest, can you do some dope prawn rolls? You make a prawn salad, so you chop up the prawn, mayo, spring onion, maybe a bit of chive instead if you prefer, some lemon juice, bit of ketchup, stir it all together. Open up those beautiful buns, big slice of crispy lettuce, big dollop of prawn mayo, bung it in your mouth. Happy days. Prawn rolls.
That sounds amazing. Days.
Or if you're feeling really fancy, lobster rolls. And potato.
Lobster roll.
Yeah, yum.
Jeez.
Three to four people, it's Christmas Day. It's not like you're feeding 20, you're feeding three to four.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, lobster rolls are an option.
Seafood, baby.
Potatoes on the stove.
If you've got anyone coming over, Ronnie, that that is a typical kind of like last minute Christmas Eve shopper, ask for an air fryer. Does the same thing.
Oh, great idea.
There you go.
That's a good idea.
That's a great, great gift idea, Frankie.
I've decided I'm doing a seafood platter on New Year's Eve. We're going to be at my parents' place on the south coast. We've got my in-laws are going to be there. Shane's going to be there. My cousin's going to be there. And I'm going to do a fucking bang up seafood platter. And I'm so excited.
I recently learned like properly how to do the whole prawn thing because I still don't understand why we have to like take the heads off ourselves.
Take the out.
Now that I know how to do it, I am addicted.
Isn't it the best? You can just sit there. It is my favorite thing to do, especially at the holidays, whether it's Christmas or New Year's, and you just plonk yourself at the table with a glass of bubbles or a cold beer or a cocktail, and you just sit and you eat prawns until your fingers are all fucking prawny and it's just the best. You just sit there for an hour and just keep eating prawns.
Gross.
No, so good.
The other thing, Ronnie, is if you've got a barbecue or a grill, if you're in America, you can cook all sorts of stuff out on that barbecue. You can cook chicken, you can cook, you know, pork, you can cook whatever you want, and that'll be perfect. So, you know, give that a shot.
Start a fire in the backyard, Ronnie, if you just want to go back to the old way of cooking.
Jesus Christ.
Don't start a fire.
All right.
Thanks for your question,
Next question.
Thanks, Ronnie.
Thank you, Ronnie.
Good luck. All right. Ronnie writes, hi, team. We got my dad a dog for Christmas and we don't know what to name her.
Present.
Do you have any ideas? She's brown and white and she's not going to grow to be very big. Thank you. Ronnie, because your question is dog related, you are the winner of my Christmas dog socks.
Oh, beautiful.
Woo! Love that.
Ronnie, make sure you message
however you
got in touch with us and I'll be in touch and I can get your details and I can send them through to you. Okay. Now to answer the question, what to name a dog? I love naming dogs. It's so much fun. Okay, brown and white.
And it's a girl dog, apparently.
I'm confused why it's Ronnie's job to name the dog.
No,
they just said that they're getting the dog for their dad Christmas, right? Shouldn't it be the dad's?
But it might be a family dog.
Naming
they might.
Judy?
She might live at home.
Yeah.
So, you know, like you get a family pet, but like it might be like, because you know how
everyone pitches in for the name.
Yeah, everyone. It's like a discussion. Brown and white dog.
Whatever your dad's name is, Ronnie, just go Lil that. So if your dad's name's Mark, just go Lil Mark.
That's terrible. Don't do that.
Oh, that's great. I love that, Lil
Mark. Well, I think because it's...
Oh, no, but the dog's a girl dog. You can't call a girl dog Lil Mark,
can you?
Oh, you
can.
Of course you can. It's a dog. Okay. I think you should go for a Christmas theme, Ronnie. What about Noel?
Oh, nice.
Or Jingles? I knew a cat called Jingles.
I don't know about Jingles. Yeah, I don't know about that.
It could be Claws. Or Klaus.
Oh, yeah. It's a bit of a cat name, though.
No, but C-L-A-U-S, like Santa Claus.
Yeah, I guess so.
Bauble.
Yeah, still very catty. These are all cat names. These are all cat names?
These are cat
names. It's a name.
What about...
A name's
What
a
about
name.
In the vibe of the Lil thing? What about Lil Shorty?
Yeah, call it Lil Shorty. Call it Lil
Don't
Jack.
Lil Shorty.
Fucking call it Lil Shorty. What about like Ginger?
What's wrong with Lil Shorty?
Ginger?
Oh, I like Ginger. That's
a great name.
But it's not ginger. It's brown and white.
No, but like gingerbread, like Christmas. Prawn?
Oh, yeah.
Prawn.
Guess so. Don't call it prawn. No.
Prawn.
No.
I love that. That's my favorite one.
I actually
so
kind of like that. I kind of like the name prawn.
Prawny.
Call it prawn.
That's
I love
cute.
It. I love it when people call their dogs just like animals' names. Like I've got a friend with a dog named Bear.
Yeah.
I love that. I don't know why.
I think Shane and I struck gold with Crumpet. I think that's a great name for a dog.
Crumpet's good.
Crumpet's great. I like
just
food names.
Name it after whatever your favourite baked item is.
Muffin.
There you go.
Nah, muffins.
Muffin.
Don't.
Cupcake.
Don't.
Cupcake's a good girl dog
cupcakes,
name.
Cupcakes, like, I don't, nah. I don't like, don't call it Cookie because there are so many cookies at the dog park. Like every second, like little brown thing is called Cookie. I also love cookies, but don't call your dog Cookie.
That's why everyone's dog's named Cookie.
All right, one.
What about Lemon? Oh, no, it's not yellow.
Lemon?
Don't call it Lemon.
What the fuck? Yeah.
Oh, God. I love that. Name it Lemon.
No,
I think name it Lemon.
Prawn.
Oh, don't call it Prawn. All right, there's a few options for you. Actually, I'd love to know, when you send through... when you send through your details
for
the Secret Santa, the dog socks, please, please let us know what you go with. Love to know.
Good luck, Ronnie. Merry Christmas.
All right. Next question comes from Ronnie. Oh. Ronnie writes, "Hi, team. What's your best childhood Christmas memories that you remember? Doesn't have to be gift related, just, you know, what you remember."
Mm.
Good memory. It's a tricky one.
Yeah, I think Ronnie also, I remember seeing this question when I was adding it to the doc, and Ronnie also followed up saying even just traditions or something. And I know I've spoken about Shane and I's Christmas tradition, which is because Shane's family, his immediate family, we do Christmas Eve dinner. So that's when we have our big meal. And Shane and I will go over in the afternoon. We help cook, have something to drink, have our big Christmas dinner, let it digest for a bit. And then we go on a walk around the back of the house. Now, it's kind of hard to explain, but they've got like a big grass section at the back of the house, but you have to walk a long way around to go there. So we take the dog for a walk, whether it's Jack or Crumpet.
Yeah.
Take the dog for a walk, go to the back and look at the Christmas lights that Shane's dad's put up because he goes all out for Christmas lights. And then we come back and we watch Christmas-themed episodes of South Park and Family Guy. That is our current Christmas tradition. But I remember as a kid, like, I was an only child, right? So my parents did a really good job at still, like, creating the excitement and making sure that, you know, they really bought into it all. So we would always go to a park in Five Dock, and there were houses that lined it, and they all did Christmas lights. And we would go there, and there'd always be a Mr. Whippy van. I'd get my Mr. Whippy with my sprinkles, and we'd go home and we'd watch my favourite Christmas movie, which I've talked about before, A Muppet Christmas Carol. And then I'd write a letter to Santa welcoming him, put out the cookies and the milk, or the beer in that case, carrots for the reindeer. And yeah, my parents would just have to really vibe that whole up, all that up, because they were the only people around for me. So it's not like when you've got siblings and everyone's like, and you're both, you know, you're all excited. So yeah, I have very fond memories of Christmas with my family.
Franco, what's your favourite Christmas movie?
My favourite Christmas movie is Elf, because it's just a great movie.
Okay.
But my family tradition for Christmas is to sit down and watch National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, which is an 80s Christmas movie, which has not aged well. And apparently they still play it every Christmas day on Channel 9 or something like that.
Yeah, they have to. I haven't seen it.
So that's what my family does.
That's nice.
It's it's very sexist.
Do your parents still laugh at it though, or do they acknowledge that it's different, like that it's aged badly?
They love it, but that's a different problem.
That's for another day.
Of course they do.
Yeah.
We have done for a very long time, and I think this is probably a lot of people, especially in Melbourne's tradition, is sit down on Christmas Eve and watch the live carols by candlelight. It seems to be very, I don't know if it happens across the rest of the country, but very much in Melbourne, we sit down and then and you know what? It's every year, you never know. Like every year, you know fewer and fewer of the people who are performing.
Yeah.
And so you're just always like, who the hell is that?
The point where you only know them for the carols that they do because they're some D-list celebrity on some show.
Yeah, and you're like,
and they just show up there every year.
Yeah. You're like, singing Joy to the World, John Candy. And you're like, I remember him from last year.
Jeez, I'd watch it if John Candy was doing it.
So that's what we do. It's going to be weird this year because we're obviously not going home for Christmas. And so we're not going to be able to watch carols because the time doesn't even line up. So it's not like even if we could figure out how to watch it that we could. So, you know, I don't know. We might have to figure something out. But, it's going to be – we're going to be away, but that's okay.
You'll have to start a new tradition.
We'll start our own tradition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep, absolutely. Yeah. Thanks for the question, Ronnie. That's a sweet one.
Sweetie.
Franco?
Oh God, it's my turn already. Jeez, I'm not used to asking questions. This is still new for me, guys. You need to realize that. This question comes from Ronnie. They say, I live overseas and I'm not able to fly back to see my family this year. Do you have any suggestions for different ways that we could connect with our family during this time of year?
Jax, did you write this question?
Question, Ronnie?
I didn't, but
I do think that Jax might be best placed to answer this one.
Mm.
This was a good segue, though. I mean, I feel for you, Ronnie. It's tough. But, you know, the good thing these days is we have things like FaceTime. So you can always, like, I think we're going to probably, you know, our family normally does a Christmas lunch. So I think while they're doing Christmas lunch, it's going to be Christmas Eve for us, but we'll probably FaceTime in and kind of hang out as if we were there, you know, say g'day to the family that usually drops by. So that's kind of like being there in a way, even though we won't physically be there. But, you know, you could do things like, you know, maybe you could collaborate on a little Christmas menu, you know, and you guys could both make the same thing and you could kind of connect that way.
That's nice.
Or you could, like, you know, FaceTime each other while you're putting together your desserts, or, you know, like both make a cheesecake or something like that, and then, you know, just kind of hang out via FaceTime.
Yeah, and I think this was such a big thing during COVID. I think it might have been Easter. We were supposed to be with my parents at their holiday house.
Yeah.
And so we had Easter lunch with them. So I went out and bought prawns because seafood's a big thing at Easter for Australians, or for everyone really, because if you follow the religious doctrine, you're not supposed to eat meat. So we went out and bought prawns, and we sat with mum and dad on FaceTime. I got the laptop out rather than the phone, so we didn't have to fucking prop it up anywhere. And we just had lunch together, and it was really, really nice. And I think that's a nice idea of you doing Christmas Eve, well, depending where you are in the world and where they are in the world. Yep. But yeah, like if it's your Christmas Eve and their Christmas Day, we'll then say, oh, well, let's have dessert together. Like we'll have Christmas Eve dessert.
Yeah.
You guys have your lunch dessert, sit together and do it. The other thing that could be nice, and it's definitely too late to do this, but maybe send a card. Like sending cards is such an old school thing to do, but like sit down, pick out the card, write out the card, write a really beautiful message, include a picture. And or you know what people used to do, and I feel like this was more an American thing, they'd do like a family newsletter, and it'd be like, here are all the things that happened to so-and-so this year. I think that's cringe if you're sending it to an acquaintance. If you've been living overseas for a while, if you've been living overseas for a while, and yeah, of course you're still talking to your family back home, but like maybe you're not getting into the minute detail, or you haven't told them everything, or there are little things that were big for you, but you're like, oh, they probably don't need to know that. Write out a little, here's what's been going on since I left home.
Yeah, that's cute.
And like a little newsletter and include a picture. I think that's nice.
The American thing is to print out your own custom holiday cards with, you know, a picture of your family and then send it around to everyone. I was at Staples the other day and there was a woman getting her Christmas cards printed for the year.
It's a big thing there.
Yeah, it's a big thing. I reckon send a postcard. I think postcards are cool, and I think that's even cooler than just a standard card. Send a postcard. The one thing I will say is it's probably too late.
It is definitely too late.
I know we've tried the card thing in the past, and it can take like, man, to get a card from here to Australia can take like a month or more.
Jesus. So,
you know what though? It is kind of nice if you send a postcard now, even though it can take a month or however long to get there. It's kind of nice to like just get it and be like, you know, oh, this is what, you know, they were doing at the time or thinking at the time or they were thinking of me at that time.
We sent a postcard to my parents from London. Now, London was our first stop on our trip.
Yeah.
And it was, I sent it as a joke because we were at Westminster Abbey. Yeah. Have I told this story on the podcast? Oh,
no.
Okay. It's not really. Story is a strong word. But anyway, we're at Westminster Abbey. My parents are not royalists by any means, but there were all these postcards with the like official portrait of King Charles on it with him in all serious. Yeah. It's like, oh, this will be funny. So I grabbed one, wrote in it, said greetings from the motherland, and sent it. And I didn't ask them about it while we were away because I was like, oh, they probably won't get it till like right before we're about to come home. Anyway, I'd been home for a week. I was talking to mom. I'm like, oh, did you ever get our postcard? And she's like, what? And she didn't check the mail. So the postcard, I don't know how long it had been sitting in their letterbox, but we were already home for a week by the time they actually got it and put it on their fridge. So, and I made them put it on the fridge, and now King Charles lives on my parents' fridge forevermore.
Great.
Ronnie, thanks for your question.
Thanks for your question.
All right. Hey, writes Ronnie. I don't know if it's just me, but this year I haven't really been bothered to get into the Christmas spirit. So I haven't put up any decorations, not even a tree. I also can't be bothered spending Christmas with extended family this year. Is it fine to want to spend Christmas at home with just one or two people and have an actual chill day rather than a stressful one? How do I go about explaining this to family who might be expecting to see me? Help! Love, Ronnie. Ronnie.
It's tricky.
Yeah, look, I've been blessed by circumstance the last 2 years. So first year Shane and I got together, we would rush all over the place and it was fucking miserable. And then I think we cottoned on pretty quickly that that was a terrible idea. So we started just doing one family one day, one family the other day, whether it was Christmas Eve, Boxing Day, whatever. The last 2 years, I've told my parents to stay in, so they live 4 hours away, and I've said, just stay home and enjoy Christmas, because they're not, you know, we don't have a big family. We don't really do anything big or out of, like, crazy. We usually just go to someone's house and have lunch. It's pretty chill. And we see that family fairly regularly. So it just feels like kind of any other day, really. So the last 2 years, I've told them to just stay home. And Shane and I have not had anything on Christmas Day. So we wake up at his parents' place. We do presents. We have a big breakfast together. We'll usually hang around for a while. And we're like, okay, home time. And we come home and we put the aircon on and Shane will play with whatever toys he's gotten because he still gets toys. And last year it was White Lotus. I watched White Lotus and I drank wine and I set up, I got like all these nice fancy smelly things. I burnt all my new candles and it was really fucking nice. Ronnie, don't feel bad for wanting to have a quiet Christmas. I do think this is a growing trend. I think more people are like, why do we do this to ourselves? It's not enjoyable. If you can find any way to make Christmas how you want it to be, fucking do it. And to hell with your extended family if they get pissed off at you. And it's not like they're not going to love you. You're just making a choice for yourself. Yeah. I love it. Go for it.
I have a I know a few people who do like alternating years. Mm. So they might do like 1 year they do all the family and then the next year they just have a chill one. And then the next year they do all the family and then the next year they have another chill one. Or they might just see their parents or they might just see their partner's parents. I think that's a good way to do it, especially if family expects to see you or whatever. Yeah. I mean, the other thing is if family are expecting to see you, I don't know, go Christmas Eve, go the day after Christmas. Like you don't have to go and see them on Christmas Day. I think that's, you know, I don't know why we put so much pressure on the day of Christmas to run around and see everybody, right? Just go day before, 2 days before.
Everyone should definitely be entitled to a very, very chill day.
Yeah.
And if you want that to be on Christmas Day, then go for it. Yeah. Because, Christmas for us this year is going to be 4 days long because we're seeing someone on Christmas Eve and we're seeing someone on Christmas and then Boxing Day and then the day after. And that's okay. It's so that we don't overwhelm ourselves and so that we don't go to a million different places on the one day.
People are stressed enough as it is. You see people at the shops even now. They're stressed, man.
People are feral. People are
the
feral.
Shops are very stressful.
Take your
pill. Oh, my God. I live above a Coles, so my car park is in the Coles and I have to drive through the Coles car park to get to my car space. The last few days, it has just been bedlam. It's horrid and people are fucking just pissed and at their wit's end. And I can imagine it's hard when you've got kids, but it doesn't sound like Ronnie has kids. So use it now, Ronnie. If you're planning on having kids in the future, enjoy these days where you can actually say, and you know, it doesn't need to be anything big. Just be like, hey, you can just say, just lie. Oh, we've got other plans on Christmas Day. We're happy to do Boxing Day or New Year's or Christmas Eve, or whatever. Just fucking lie. You don't have to tell anyone anything.
I'll tell you what, here's a good one. I'm bloody sick and I don't want to get everyone sick. That's me at the moment. I'm kind of glad that, you know.
Yeah.
I can just take it easy. So you can
your
just
family's
say
not going to ask for a doctor's note. Just do that.
I mean, and if they do, you don't want to see them anyway. So.
Exactly. Yeah. That's a different kind of red flag.
Thanks for your question, Ronnie.
Just quickly, Ronnie also said, I haven't really felt into it that this year. Ronnie, I felt the same this year. I love Christmas.
It's been
a
weird year.
Have not had the energy. Usually I'm just like going nuts. Like I'm planning and doing shit and looking for recipes. This year I've just gone, you know what? I'm going to do what I have to do and chill. And that's okay because it's not like I all of a sudden hate Christmas. Some years it just, you know, it's just a different vibe.
You know what I think happened this year is Christmas began too early. Everyone started like as soon as Halloween was done, it was like Christmas.
Yeah, everyone and then too excited for it.
Everyone got Christmas fatigued. And now it's like Christmas snuck up on us because it was like, oh, Christmas, that's so far away. And now it's like, hang on, Christmas is like in 2 days. It snuck up on us. We went too early, guys. That's what happened. Everyone was like, wait, wait, wait. And then it was like, oh, shit, it's Christmas. We went too early.
Yep.
Next year, let's not go quite as early.
Yeah, December 1st, that's when Christmas starts, not the day after Halloween.
Enjoy your quiet Christmas, Ronnie. Quiet Christmas.
Okay, got a question here from Ronnie. Ronnie writes, hey, guys, I'm having Christmas at my husband's family's house this year. We've been estranged from his sister for a couple of years and she's going to be there. Oh. She and I had a falling out a couple of years ago, which resulted in her calling me a bunch of names, including a gold digger.
Oh, Jesus.
How do I deal with this? Any suggestions for being a bit petty if she's an asshole to me at Christmas?
Okay.
Love from Ronnie.
I've been rewatching Brooklyn Nine-Nine, RIP Andre Brower.
Yeah.
And it's a Thanksgiving episode, but it's their two parents meeting for the first time. And the host parents said, don't bring anything. We've got everything covered. We've got the food. And the other family, the other parents showed up with a whole cooked turkey. Show up with something that you know your sister's made and be like, I made potato salad, Patricia. I was making potato salad and you just play cool as a cucumber and you just go, oh, and then put it down and walk away. Boom. Petty, but, I love that. You know, whatever.
I love that so much.
Honestly, I live for this kind of stuff on Christmas, the petty, like, family drama. That's the best part of Christmas. So I reckon go all out, Ronnie. If your sister-in-law's not having a good time with you, just, you know, Give her all you got, I reckon. It's part of the fun of Christmas.
Go all out, Ronnie. And you've shown us that you know what the true spirit of Christmas is, and it's being petty. So you know what? You're going to get a fidget toy set.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Love it. Nice. Love it. Also, if your sister-in-law has kids, can you give them really annoying gifts like a harmonica or like a drum set, like a mini drum set or something like that that's just going to fucking piss her off?
Oh, my God, yes. Yeah, loud toys, like the louder the better.
Yep.
Give them an alarm clock.
Oh, yeah,
great. Oh, great idea.
Great call.
Yeah, that's the best. It's the best way to get to people is just give their kids, like, really loud and obnoxious toys and annoying toys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I had a person I didn't like that much having a kid, and I made the joke to them. Like, we were, like, frenemies, and I was like, I'm going to, like, sent them a picture of a harmonica for some reason. Like, there was context around it. I was like, oh, this is what I'm going to get your kids. I wasn't joking. I was going to do it, but we're not friends anymore. Well,
one of those fucking plastic flutes. What are they called? Like recorder. The recorder things?
Oh, recorder.
A kazoo.
Oh,
they're
annoying.
A kazoo.
Oh, a kazoo. Yeah, great
idea. Kazoo, Ronnie.
Great idea.
Also, send us a message, Ronnie, and I'll direct your fidget toy and your Ronnie diary to you.
Beautiful. All right.
Okay.
Next question.
So Ronnie's sent through three different questions and I was hoping we might be able to do a little bit of a rapid fire.
Ooh.
Oh, a little bit of a
rapid fire.
Rapid fire.
Rapid fire.
Rapid fire.
Rapid fire.
Jeez, that was quick.
Hey.
Well done.
Rapid fire. Let's do it.
All right. Question number one.
What have we got?
If you could invite any three fictional characters to your Christmas celebration, who would they be and why?
Oh, God.
Okay. Jax, do you want to go first?
I'm going to change it. Fictional characters. Not just fictional. If you can invite three people, they can be real or fake.
Oh, okay.
To my Christmas celebration. Yes. What about...
Supposed to be rapid. It's three. First three that come to your head. Don't even think about it.
It's hard.
The Grinch? The Grinch who stole Christmas?
Yeah.
Jack Skellington from The Night Before Christmas and Santa Claus, all three together.
Santa! Yeah. Okay.
Love to dinner with them.
Because sure. I can involve a real person, David Attenborough.
Oh, no, I want to change my answer.
Not too late.
Too late.
It's got to be rapid fire. Jesus.
I want Margot Robbie and Ryan Gosling to come to my Christmas.
The enlightened Scrooge. So Scrooge at the end of
End
A Christmas
Scrooge.
Carol. Enlightened Scrooge. Yeah. Not beginning Scrooge, end of the movie Scrooge.
End of Scrooge, yeah, yeah.
And fuck.
It's a tough one, Ronnie. I shouldn't have done this as a rapid fire because there's really too many ways you can go.
Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, he's so common. Like, fuck off, Ryan. I love you, but I've had enough of you. What about
the Muppets from A Muppet Christmas Carol?
Tiny Tim from A Muppet Christmas Carol. He's really cute. Or like Rizzo, the rat. He's also great.
Okay.
There we go.
Rapid fire. That was so rapid, guys.
That was very rapid. Oh, geez. Now I've got to come up with an answer.
Oh, God, we're going to be here all day. Actually, can I change Tiny Tim? It'd be Michael Bublé. Michael Bublé, so we can sing Christmas songs.
No, sorry.
Live Christmas songs.
I'm going to have to steal that as well because my wife will absolutely murder me if I don't put him on the list. I was going to say, I wasn't sure about my third, but there you go. Michael Bublé, and let's go with Santa Claus himself and Buddy the Elf because that'll just be a bit of fun.
Nice.
He's so annoying. Yeah. I don't get the hype around Elf. I don't get the hype around Elf.
You're a bit of a Scrooge. Don't be a Grinch.
No, I'm not.
Right?
No, I love Christmas, but I don't. I fell asleep when we watched it last year.
Don't say that.
It got to about just past halfway. I liked the start
It's a short movie. It's like 90 minutes.
You're a short movie. Okay, next question.
Next rapid fire question. If you could trade places with a holiday character for a day, who would it be and how would you spend your day in their shoes?
Oh, I think I'm going to go for the Grinch. And I'm going to steal Christmas just for the fun of it, just to see what it's like.
Yeah. Okay.
You know? Steal everyone's gifts, pull all the lights down. Character. Sounds like fun to me.
Well, God, this is a hard question.
This is really hard.
Yeah, I know. Like, what's a holiday? Okay, just because I watched it recently, David Harbour in Violent Night, which is a Christmas movie that came out last year. How fun to kill a bunch of terrorists on Christmas night.
Oh, yeah. Can I be Bruce Willis on
I was going to say John McClane. No, that's mine.
Yeah, okay. Jack's right, already answered. That's very good.
All right, next one.
Okay, and the last one for the foodies. If Christmas were a cooking show, what unique and unexpected ingredients would chefs have to use to create the most festive and delicious holiday dish?
Okay.
Can we just maybe say what our favourite holiday dish is?
You're really making us think here, Ronnie.
Yeah, that's too complicated.
Thank you for your questions, but geez, if you wanted to listen to a podcast full of silence, you know the right way to go about it.
I think my favourite holiday dish is gingerbread cookies.
Oh. Mine's basic, but it's ham because I never have cooked ham, like a whole roast ham.
Right? Yeah.
A, when you have it fresh, when it's just made, and then B, when you get to have it on ham cheese toasties for the rest of the week.
Stop it. Always ham.
Franco, lasagna.
This is a weird one, but I'm going to go with Italian sausages. Now, hear me out. This is a thing that only happens in my family.
Hello. But the Italian sausages. Your Italian sausages on Christmas?
I know. Yeah, no, they only come out on Christmas with my family. I don't know why. Whenever my family does the Christmas shopping, we go for the Italian sausages and all of the Italian meats and stuff, and I love it. It's not a Christmas food, but I love it.
Beautiful. Okay. Oh, thanks, nice. Ronnie, for those.
Christmas specific for you. Love it.
Lovely rapid fires.
All right. We have a few questions still left to go, so let's move through. Dear brothers and sisters, when it's Christmas time, how do you avoid the feeling of disappointment that Christmas is over? There's always a lead up to Christmas, which is exciting, but then I'm disappointed in people's reaction to opening presents, and usually someone gets in a fight. We love your advice.
That's the magic of Christmas.
No, just lower your expectations. I think do your best to buy something you think people... I do know that feeling, though, when you've gone really hard on a gift and it doesn't get the reception you were hoping for. That is disappointing, Ronnie. And it is disappointing when Christmas is over. But do you know what the beautiful thing is? Christmas comes
next year.
It comes again. And it's kind of like... Sometimes I find the build-up to Christmas more exciting than Christmas itself because then it's over. You're right. It finishes and you're like, oh, Christmas is over. But then you're on leave. Are you in Australia? Go on a holiday. Go to the beach. If you're in the US, sit at home, watch movies and drink hot chocolate, or if you're somewhere cold, wherever. There's lots of things about the season that are lovely. For me, it's a combination of Christmas, but then also I love going away for New Year's and spending time at the beach with my family. And so that's how I get through the rest of that period where you're like, oh, it's all over. Oh, but there's still this. Find something else to do that is you're going to look forward to and enjoy.
Yeah. Enjoy Christmas for what it is. Part of the fun of Christmas is having people disappointed in your presence and getting in fights. That's part of the part of Christmas. So, you know, just enjoy it. I will say, though, I agree. It's like you all the lead up to Christmas, you're like, oh, my God, Christmas. And then it gets to Christmas Day. You do, like, your breakfast, maybe your big family lunch, and then you're like, oh, well, that was it.
That's it. I do enjoy those first couple of days after Christmas where you don't know what day it is, you don't know what you're supposed to be doing, and you've got all this new stuff So for me, like I said last year, I got like a new essential oil diffuser. So my house just smelled amazing and we had nowhere to be and it was just like a lovely, relaxing time.
And that's, you have all this delicious food in the fridge, leftovers.
Yeah, leftovers. Yeah. Oh, yes, the leftovers the next day. There's plenty to enjoy about the season, Ronnie. Thanks for your question, Ronnie.
Thanks for your question, Ronnie. Got a couple of questions here from Ronnie. Firstly, how do you play Bad Santa? I've never heard of Bad Santa.
Bad Santa? Oh, well, okay, I'm trying to remember the rules that my family has played with before. It's pretty much like a secret Santa. Everyone goes around and you kind of, I think, oh, geez,
don't you
how does
steal
it go?
Gifts?
Oh, just like white elephant.
So I think everyone, so however many people you've got 10 people playing, for example, you put the numbers 1 to 10 in a hat and everyone takes out their number, right? So that's the order that everyone opens their gift in. So you take a gift from the middle of the pile. It's just a secret Santa. So anything is for anyone. You open the gift and then you hold on to it. And then number 2 goes. And number 2, if they like their gift, they can hold on to theirs or they can steal yours instead.
Oh, yeah.
And they can,
yeah, white
and
elephant,
they can
right?
swap. Yeah, is it called White Elephant as well?
Well, it is called White Elephant here. Everyone loves it here.
So pretty much if you're going first, you've got the worst deal because you're definitely going to get stolen from. And if you're going last, then you can steal anything from anyone.
Yeah, but the first person can steal at the end.
I haven't played that
so
way before.
So they get
before.
Their pick of the bunch.
Okay.
I haven't played that
no,
way
No, I
before.
Think that's the deal. If you're first, because you're obviously going to get stolen from, you get to steal at the end and you get to pick
yeah,
what you want.
Yeah, but second is also obviously going to get stolen from if they've got anything good.
I you
think
don't
that,
know.
No, I think you're playing second chances there. It's tough no, luck
think
if you draw first.
That sounds horrible. That would annoy me. I don't think I'd be good at that game.
Yeah, it sucks.
I don't like Secret Santa just generally. I mean, obviously I know we've done it for us and it's been fun. But generally, like, you know, if you're in a group and everyone gets, like, given a person, I hate that bullshit.
No,
it's like,
that.
Oh, what am I going to get?
No, I don't mind. No, I like Secret Santa.
Oh.
I hate it when you get someone that you didn't want to get, though.
Yeah.
That's the
yes.
worst.
Or someone that you don't really know that well.
I've gotten the same person in my dad's side of the family for the last, like, 3 years. And it's not him that I don't like. He's just really hard to buy for.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hate it.
I was really lucky this year because my friend group was really big on make sure everyone fill out your wish list. So we did this online thing where everyone can put in what they want so that your Secret Santa, the person buying for you, knows what that list looks like. So that was a big help.
Yeah. Yeah, that's smart.
On Secret Santa, Ronnie said, best idea for a useful or funny $25 KK or Secret Santa to suit all ages, sexes, and possibly even family who might be flying home with their gifts. Oh, now, Ronnie... God. I'm going to do you a favor. I'm going to send you my Secret Santa and you can gift that.
There you go. Is that worth $25, you reckon? Oh, yeah, truffle chili. Yeah, sure.
Yeah. And, you know, people will love that. People will love that. So there you go. So you're sorted. Send through your email me through your stuff and I'll send it over to you.
Nice. Thanks for your question, Ronnie.
Thanks for your question, Ronnie.
So this question comes from Ronnie. And,
hey, Ron.
The question is, will Sasha be my Mrs. Claus?
You got
no,
an admirer.
I'm taken. Oh. I'm a taken Mrs.
You don't know,
Claus.
That,
I'm sorry.
That question might come from
Shane.
Could be Shane.
Thank you for listening, Shane. I'd give you my Secret Santa if I hadn't given it already.
Guys, we're up to our last question.
Last one.
All right. Ronnie writes, I was returning my neighbor's dog who was running around lost the other day and somehow accidentally saw them absolutely and totally starkers.
Oh, great.
They are elderly. They for sure saw me and reacted as you would expect someone who has just been caught unexpectedly naked would, and we haven't spoken again since. My question is, do I still write them a Christmas card? I usually do, and they sometimes write back. We aren't direct neighbours. They are a couple of doors down and I often have to park in front of their house. P.S. Love the show and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas,
well
Ronnie.
Done, Ronnie.
I think you absolutely... I love that this has happened.
Oh, my God.
I think
God.
You absolutely have to write them a Christmas card. And you know what? Obviously, you're parking in front of their house, so you're going to have to see them. And I think you should address the situation in your card.
Ooh.
You should say, you know, dear neighbour, Merry Christmas, P.S. Nice pecker.
Yeah.
No, like do that. Not... Right, P.S. Nice picker. My suggestion, you know those cards, I think they're those cartoon cards and it's always like, you know, a man and a woman and like they're like, it's just kind of lame, but it's funny. find a card with naked people on it. Like, not actually naked, but like the cartoon naked. Do you know what I mean?
Yep.
Those, and don't even say anything, but just give them that card, stand alone, and then, dear neighbor, Merry Christmas. Hope you have a great new year. Love from Ronnie. They'll know. And then hopefully it'll just kind of slide away and it'll be forgotten with the season and you can just move on. But definitely get them a card. Why wouldn't you get them a card?
Yeah.
Just because you saw them
get
naked.
Get them a card.
I wonder, though, my question is
yeah.
the implication that they were having sex. Like, what? Why were they both naked? Why did they see both? No, the neighbors.
That's you've misunderstood.
What?
There was one neighbor and Ronnie saw that neighbor naked.
Naked.
I don't know. I reckon that's ambiguous. I reckon it could be a I'm picturing an elderly husband and wife. I reckon it was two oldies enjoying each other's company. Because what? I think it was two.
It was one or two. I mean, maybe you could see if you could join in next time if it was two of them. No,
ew,
I think you...
Jackson, what the fuck?
What?
I mean...
might be what you're into.
Well, my suggestion wasn't much better. I was going to say, Ronnie, send them a Polaroid of yourself and write on the back of it, we're even now.
What, naked?
Yeah. Just even things out.
This is taking
great.
A dark turn.
Love that. Love that for you, Ronnie.
I think, you need to acknowledge it
Merry
somehow
Christmas.
In the card without being explicit, I reckon. Like, without being like, I saw you naked.
P.S. Hope you got your dog. Hope your dog's okay.
Oh, this is actually fantastic. I pasted this this message into ChatGPT just for a laugh, and I got some Christmas cards recommendations.
Oh, yeah.
Ronnie, this is what you should write for them.
Uh-oh.
Merry Christmas. Hoping your holiday season is as merry and bright as that full moon I saw recently.
Oh, beautiful. Love that. Good luck with that, Ronnie, and I hope that is what you write. Please let us know how you go. Well, that's it.
That's it for another year.
Another year.
Can we help you? It's hard to believe.
Merry
We've been going
Christmas,
for a couple
everybody.
Now. Yeah, Merry Christmas. Yeah.
Happy New Year. Happy holidays. Happy whatever you celebrate.
You can't finish the year without saying a quick thank you. Thank
of
you
course.
To everyone who has listened to us this year and who has sent their questions. Now, remember, it is an obligation of your listenership to send questions. You have to pay your listener tax. And while we won't be recording over the festive season, keep sending stuff through as you think of it, and we'll get to it in the new year. There are a few questions in there already that we obviously couldn't get to over the last couple of weeks, but we will be taking those. And any new questions that come through in the new year from January 20 is when we are back. And also a big thank you to the two gentlemen who record with me every week, Jackson Franco.
Oh.
I love you both.
Thank
I love
you.
That we do this. I love that I get to spend a couple of hours with you every week talking shit and talking to our listeners. And I hope everyone has a fabulous Christmas and New Year, whether they're celebrating it or not. Just have a great time. Have a great month until we're back.
Have a great time. Yeah. Lovely.
That's lovely. Look, I would say something as well, but Sash, you absolutely nailed it, and I'm not good at this sort of
absolutely
thing.
Absolutely.
So thank you, everyone. Thank you to you too, and thank you to all of our listeners.
Thanks to you two who hang out with me every week, and thanks to the listeners, the Ronnies out there, who hang out with us twice a week every week.
Hmm.
Merry Christmas. Have a nice time, whatever you're doing, and see you in the new year.
Yep. And don't get sick.
Don't get sick.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, send your questions. Oh, if you were a Ronnie who was selected for a gift for one of the Secret Santas, make sure you send a message to us however you got in touch with us with your question. We will see it and we will get in touch with you on how to redeem your gift, your Secret Santa, and send us through any questions you have over the holidays at Can We Help You Podcast on socials or canwehelpyoupodcast.com. And that is it. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Mom deserves deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.